The tech news calls. Will you answer?
Hello? Ugh, fine, I'll do it myself. Full reviews are finally up for Valve's Steam Deck gaming handheld. The device Valve boss Gabe Newell says is to PC gaming as the iPhone was to smartphones when they first launched. I love a good analogy. Going with that one, other recent handheld PCs like the GPD Win or Aya Neo are like, what, the Palm and BlackBerry?
It checks out.
Linus and Jake said in the full LTT review that while the software needs some polish, overall, it works great. Stupendous. It's super exciting. While Gamers Nexus and Digital Foundry also posted deep dives on performance, so check those guys out if you want to live vicariously, because you're not going to find any Steam Decks in stock for a while. You can't. Nope. They're too cheap, dammit. Hey, at least Valve dropped a trailer for a surprise all-new Portal game, which, of course, is just a bite-sized stationary experience called Aperture Desk Job, and not Portal 3,
oh.
Because Valve exists in a pocket dimension where threes don't exist.
You need to find the portal to get there, and then...
Use your momentum to hop in the driver's seat.
You can play the game.
Russia, the country currently led by unhinged dictator resembling his own penis, Vladimir Putin, we're going there, hey?
Sure.
Has partially blocked its citizens' access to Facebook after... I thought they loved Facebook. After accusing the platform of censoring four Russian media outlets. Meta says it refused Russia's request to stop using independent fact-checkers to label potential misinformation posted by those outlets, which Russia didn't like. The irony being, of course, that Russia's government has made censoring its own citizen speech about as ubiquitous as vodka in the country, in mother country. Mark, are we not best friends anymore? The incident has analysts considering the impact Russia's invasion on Ukraine may have on platforms and projects shared with the West, such as the International Space Station, which depends on thrust supplied by Russian-operated modules. I read that as mules for a second. They're very good on plow. The chief of Roscosmos, Dmitry Rogozin, made some concerning comments on Twitter about the prospect of what would happen if America broke off ties, but no official statements have been made, and the guy is a bit of a hothead, especially before he's had his special coffee.
It is special.
The war in Ukraine is also expected to affect our old friend, the chip shortage. Making semiconductors involves lasers, guys, which involves neon, and it turns out the US gets 90% of its neon gas supply from Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine are also major providers of a number of other commodities, including energy, wheat, the breadbasket of Europe, and metals like iron, copper, and palladium, which is also critical to chip making. So since electronics are going to be quite expensive for a while, it's probably better to use your money to donate to organizations providing aid to Ukrainians, like the Red Cross and Global Giving. We are taking a side here. There's also some links in the description with ways that you can help, especially because you've already tweeted Putin bad. So that part's done.
Check that out.
What's the next step? Riley, what time is it?
Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Grammarly, the all-in-one writing tool that helps you with grammar and spelling suggestions so your emails and Slack messages don't lead to even more emails and Slack messages before everyone realizes, oh, that's what you meant. Grammarly is super easy to use. Simply install the free desktop app, log in, and start typing. And for even more in-depth feedback on your writing, there's Grammarly Premium, with potentially business relationship-saving features like tone transformation and clarity tools. Reword phrases to sound more confident, remove unnecessary jargon to better get your point across, and overall, work smarter, not harder. Go to grammarly.com/techlink to sign up for a free account and get 20% off Grammarly Premium today.
NVIDIA has reportedly been hit by a cyber attack that took part of its operations offline for 2 days. The hack is raising questions about possible Russian involvement given the timing, but as of now, the identity of the perpetrators remains unclear. We should also remain open to the idea that NVIDIA tried to download that mining limiter unlocker that was actually just malware. It can happen to anyone. I could totally see Jensen falling for that.
I really want that performance. Do you guys think this would work?
10% off leather jackets. Hey, remember Faraday Future? That electric vehicle company that was supposed to take on Tesla big time and then almost went bankrupt multiple times and then eventually got acquired? They actually made a car.
Hey.
The FF91 made its debut at an event on Wednesday and will formally begin production in Q3 2022. That's this year, baby. They think. I mean, it is this year, but they think they'll make the car this year.
Not really.
Could happen. Sometime in the future. If the Pixel 6 wasn't quite your jam, and you were waiting to see the Pixel 7, behold, renders of the phone and its Pro version have hit the web. And well, they look almost exactly like the Pixel 6, which sucks because I didn't like that belt on it, but not much is known about the phone except that it will have a belt and it will release this fall, and almost no one will buy it. How dare you?
It's true.
You put that last part in?
It's true. It's just...
They don't have a lot of market share, but they have a lot of mind share.
That's true.
You know?
I love them.
I think about them all the time. And in Metaverse news, a new segment on this show is recurring, the design and specs of the Magic Leap 2 AR headset have leaked, showing a device with increased field of view, resolution, more sensors, and what might be the same SoC used in the Steam Deck. But if you want your Metaverse life to feel a bit more real, HTC just announced it was partnering with HoloRide to enable in-ride experiences through its Vive Flow headset, so you can scare pedestrians with your bug face.
Yeah.
Or...
It's a what? Look.
I don't know what it is.
The
bug face. Yeah, okay. Seems like everybody's down with the Metaverse, right? But not Gabe Newell. He told PC Gamer that most people talking about the Metaverse have absolutely no idea what they're talking about, and have never heard of MMOs, saying he has coffee with the term's creator, Snow Crash author Neil Stephenson, who regularly relates Metaverse stories that are driving him crazy. He just can't. He must be pissed about Twitter now. I'm sure he just has to hang out with Zuck in his personal space station, and he'll change his mind.
It's good. It's a virtual.
You have answered the call to the tech news, so come back on Monday for more. But for now, rest, regain your strength. You've earned it.
Love you.